This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2098. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded August 5th, Algeria, Antarctica, Austria, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Congo, Cuba, Ethiopia, Greece, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, North America, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ireland may be silent on long wave 252 kHz for a while longer, which ought to open up the frequency for Europeans to hear the Algerian on the same channel. However, Jorge Garzón of Iberia VX in Spain says on July 29th that Algiers Network 3 on 252 and also the international channel on 891 kHz have been off the air for a few days or weeks. He doesn't know why, and the station has not answered. And Kai Ludwig, Germany, tells our World of Radio group, it appears the operation of the 252 kHz transmitter in Algeria has become irregular. All these transmitter modernization projects there do not look like success stories. Regarding LRA 36 Antarctica, missing from its Saturday broadcast for at least 2 weeks, Manuel Mendez in Spain says, I asked the staff there. They say it was due to weather conditions and activities at Esperanza Base. But we were hearing it again on August 4th, Wednesday, 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband. Tune in at 1434 already on the air with the usual programming with lots of music and frequent IDs. But this time they stayed on the air longer and longer. They were still going at 1919 UT after a couple of hours of hardly anything but rock music. And of course, I can only hear it via remotes in Brazil. Harald Kuhl forwards some sad news via the British DX Club. Wolf Harant of Radio Austria International, host of Shortwave Panorama for many years, and founder of the QSL Collection, passed away on Tuesday, August 3rd. And here's the information from what is now known as www.dokufunk.org. Wolf Harant, Silent Key, 1941 to 2021. Our unforgettable curator, Wolf Harant, OE1WHC, founder of the Dokufunk Archive, passed away on August 3rd after a short, serious illness. He was an Austrian children's book author, translator, and journalist, who also worked as a radio actor in his childhood, playing on Austrian radio the role of Wolferl in Our Radio Family. He was also active in ORF from the 1970s and a broadcaster on Radio Austria International, very involved in amateur radio, demanding a lot of time from him, but it gave him a lot of joy. From all these fields of activity, Wolf gathered friends who now mourn him, including yours truly. On my only visit to Vienna, Wolf Harant was my host. By the way, if you want to Google more about him, his name is spelled H-A-R-R-A-N-T-H. Richard Langley sends another obituary about him, this from Austrian radio itself. He was a writer, translator, publisher, and journalist who was almost 80 years old, working tirelessly in various fields. As a translator, he received awards such as the Austrian State Prize for Literary Translation or the International Astrid Lindgren Translation Prize for translations of classics such as The Jungle Book or The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. He worked for 3 decades as editor at Radio Österreich International and right up to the end working intensively on developing the Documentation Archive of Radio for Broadcasting History. That was an outgrowth of the QSL Museum. On August 8th, the first program of Austrian radio will be broadcasting a program in memoriam of Wolf Harant as part of the series Menschenbilder. Of course, that will be in German. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, near Monterey, Ron Howard reports about Bangladesh on 4750.0, the external service. There was a major anomaly on July 31st. CNR1 China, usually well heard, was off the air from that frequency, and 4800, however, was still being heard. Extremely rare for CNR1 to be missing. So the Bangladesh transmitter came on at 12:23 with a test tone, 12:27 interval signal, 12:30 time pips, and 12:31 starting news in English, but still not very readable. He says it would be wonderful if CNR1 stayed off the air from 4750. Indonesia could also be there, minus 50 hertz, where there may be some interference. Then on August 3rd, Ron Howard says, pleased to find another day with CNR1 off, so hearing Bangladesh, on 4750. Test tone at 12:25, same format as a few days earlier. It's still the English, not very readable, but there was a history segment at 12:54 about the Bangladesh War for Liberation. The music, anyway, was better modulated. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has also been tuning for this via the remote receiver in Holland when it's too late to hear direct in North America. Hearing the test tone and then English after 17:30 UT. There could be two South Americans around 6135, neither of them exactly on frequency. Lately, it's been Radio Aparecida, Brazil. But on July 29th, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports hearing the Bolivian active again, Radio Santa Cruz. ID at 2232, a news program, some talks and commercials, but it went off the air abruptly at 2309. Here's a Brazilian tropical station, which has made a comeback, 3365, Radio Cultura Araraquara. That's reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich, August 2nd at 2215 at 2307, with a sports program. Sounded like a local station, but then both he and it are in São Paulo State. Apparently had been last reported in March of last year and nothing since. And he heard it again the next day, August 4th, as early as 2056. In a monumental failure of frequency management, there are two Brazilians active on 4885, despite being few left on the 60-meter band. The dominant one here usually is Rádio Clube do Pará, but the other one is Rádio Difusora Acreana in Rio Branco. They're widely separated in Brazil, and I guess they figure they can share the frequency. Often when I'm hearing Pará, there is a heterodyne from the other one a few hertz away. However, Manuel Mendes in Spain reported on the 30th of July, Rádio Difusora Acreana, with interference from Pará on the same frequency, an ID at 0620. He said it's very irregular, he had not heard it for months. Another slogan of the station, as Roger points out from their webcast, is A Voz das Selvas, the voice of the jungles. More logs before and after 06UT from Manuel Mendes in Spain. He says on weekends, he is not hearing Radio Difusora Acreana, but Radio Clube do Pará, with its weekend musical program. But on Monday through Friday, Clube relays Radio Bandeirantes news. The situation is quite different in New Zealand, which is closer to western Brazil than eastern. Brian Clark says on July 30th at 07:23, he had quite distorted audio from Acreana, 11 hertz above 4885. And in the background was the other one, Clube do Pará, 27 hertz above 4885. That frequency also reported anywhere from 26 to 29 hertz above by Mauro Ritola and Wolfgang Büschel. Perhaps as an omen coming out of deep summer, on August 5th, I was again hearing, after several weeks not hearing them, some of those Canadian long-wave beacons, characterized by a dash alternating with their call signs. This is around 0635 UT. I logged five of them for sure. And checking the reference, dxinfocenter.com, under NDBs, William Hepburn has flagged a number of Canadian beacons as to be decommissioned on August 12th. So hurry to DX them. I put the list together for my DX report and for the World of Radio group. There are 28 of them, ranging from 209 kHz IB in Atikokan, Ontario, to 400 kHz QQ in Comox, BC. And from the upper end of the spectrum, in New Zealand DX times, transatlantic analog TV. Portugal appears to be the place to be. There have been several openings received by Hugh in Portugal. In the VHF IO group, he said he received Canada on 15 July, Global TV, Bancroft, Ontario, Channel A2, and put a video of the news bulletin on YouTube. Yes, that's an analog still in North America on Channel 2. Its call sign is CIII, and of course, much more easily deaxable within single-hop sporadic e-distance around the U.S. and Canada. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota has been making some detailed logs of the reactivated Radio Congo, Brazzaville, on 6115 around their variable morning sign-on. On July 30th, he was hearing them from 0522 with the telltale Kalimba music interludes. Ron Howard was also monitoring that same date and was already hearing it at 0517. The Kalimba music, very enjoyable to hear this distinctive instrument. July 31st, Ron Howard reported it coming on at 0531. But the programming was already in progress. On August 1st, Rodney Johnson says it suddenly came on at 0540. Ron Howard says it was apparently not to be heard on August 2nd. On August 3rd, Rodney was reporting it again from 0529. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. On August 2nd, the English frequency 6000 was really on 5990. Eva Yvonne Off and I heard it going off at 0601. And Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany was also hearing it at 0305. So presumably it was the entire 6-hour transmission on the wrong frequency. As of July 29th, Radio Marti was no longer running all night on the 7 MHz band. Apparently the unrest in Cuba it supported had subsided by then, since at least July 12th it was running past local midnight. Also, the DRM transmission on 7345 of Radio Marti has stopped. Ron Howard has found another clandestine broadcast, really not on the radio, not shortwave, but on YouTube. It's called Hiber Radio, H-I-B-E-R, which means news radio. It's for the Ethiopian and Eritrean community. It originates at Las Vegas, Nevada, at KRLV 1340, in the Amharic language. Kai Ludwig, however, observes another clandestine, which is on shortwave, brokered by RMI, Radioni di Re Shagar. It's at 15415 kHz between 16 and 1630 UT. He says Abiy's servants consider it an enemy station, like the Tigray broadcasts. These Ethiopian jammers, in their current incarnation, are not digital, they are AM, a carrier modulated with a combination of hiss and funny noises. Someone tried at least a little bit to make it appear like natural disturbances. The jamming stayed on until 1633. Wolfgang Busch reports on another one brokered via RMI on 15340 via France at 17 UT, Dimtse Wegita Tigray. It had been jammed by various audio tones until 1729, but it changed on July 31st to bubble type and heterodyne, whistle tone, machine audio, the security forces playing with various audio modulation procedures. But the jamming stopped completely at 1733, when there apparently was another clandestine continuing until 1800. About the Voice of Greece, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, after the close of usual religious service early on Sunday mornings, there is no broadcast Sunday evenings, and 9420 is never back on until 18 UT on Monday. I've wondered why this should be. Is the transmitter engineer deeply religious, attending church service on Sundays? No, most likely, under Greek labor laws, anyone working on Sundays is entitled to a normal wage plus 25%. Overnight working on Sundays means they receive 75% on top of their regular salary. I imagine ERT is on shortwave service on a very tight budget. They're not prepared to pay any extra to their employee at the station for working on Sunday. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2098. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, where now you may also reach the August revision of our schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs. No new contributions to site this week, which may have been sent via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to woradio@yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Well, India Radio still has not resumed its general overseas service in English, but some English accidentally gets on the air, as Ivo Ivanov often notes, just before or after broadcasts in other languages. Such was the case July 29th at 12:05 UT. 15:030 came on in English before going into Swahili at 12:17, by which it was being jammed by mistake. Following up his Bangladesh report earlier, Ron Hard in California reports the Voice of Indonesia, 4749.95, August 3rd. It was weak, but clearly parallel to 3325, from 1211 until 1214, with their patriotic song after the news in Japanese. But once Bangladesh was on the frequency, he could hear Indonesia only on 3325, news in English after 1300, and the other patriotic song for our country followed. Our monthly frequency changes from JSR, Shokaze, or Seabreeze from Japan about North Korean abductions as monitored by Ron Howard and Ivo Ivanov from July 29th and 30th. At 13:14 UT, 5935 and 6040 replace 5965 and 7295, and remember English is now only on Wednesdays. Repeated at 16 UT on 5955 and 5985, replacing 6165 and 7325. Via New Zealand DX Times, an item from the Radio Free Asia website, North Korean TV crackdown. On televisions that are capable of receiving signals from South Korea, Pyongyang residents are required to register their TV with Neighborhood Watch Unit in an effort to stop people from watching South Korean stations. There are routine inspections of homes, and people being caught with an illegal TV face penalties that can range from being expelled from the Communist Party, loss of employment, to being sent to internal exile. SOS, a Mexican AM station, is back on the air, says Tim Hall in San Diego, ABDX. It's XESOS, 7:30 in Agua Prieta, Sonora, returned to the air, heard on a car radio, not as loud as before, still using the slogan, La Ranchera 97.3. But do not confuse it with a U.S. station, also in Spanish, KDBI La Grande in Boise, Idaho. He says XESOS turned off AM in 2019, despite being told to leave it on to avoid leaving some households with no radio or TV coverage. Maybe they finally got caught. This could mean IFT will finally catch other stations in Baja California that have turned off their AMs, despite being told to leave them on. One which certainly is on in Baja California is XEPE 1700. There's a long thread in radiodiscussions.com about it via Medium Wave Circle. And we listened to a recording of their ID. It's just for 98.5, their flagship station in Mexico City. Heraldo Radio. Vietnam may have normalized its frequency to 12020, but there are a couple of other Asian stations just below still slightly off frequency interfering with each other, namely Mongolia and North Korea. Wolfgang Büschel reports at 1440 to 15 UT on August 5th. Voice of Korea in Russian, 12014.976. This was via remote in Tokyo at 1500. While Voice of Mongolia in Chinese and Japanese at 1455 was 100 hertz lower, 12014.876. Via Manuel Mendez, we have info from the website of Radio Mi Amigo, their extensive week-long series of broadcasts called Offshore Days, Sunday to Sunday, August 8th to 15th, live from the Mi Amigo trailer near the Beach Pavilion Surf Club, Icarus. A live broadcast also on shortwave, 6085, power and site not specified, also on DAB Plus in the Netherlands and online via www.radiomiamigo.international. It's mostly in Dutch. First day, August 8th, from 11 to 16 UT, the arrival of the DJs. Then from Monday through Saturday, there are 2 hours in English at 18 to 20 UT, with Dutch starting at 0500. And on Sunday the 15th, they finish up at 16 UT. I hope I've learned my lesson not to try to pronounce a YouTuber verbally. Last week, about the Nicaraguan TVDX received in Canada, I got one letter wrong, which made it useless, thanks to Hawkshare for pointing this out. So This time I am trying again, just for the record. After youtube.com/watch?v=... Listen carefully. 0-G-N-I-U-O-V-O-K-I. All lowercase except the N and the O-K-I. Here is a North American pirate which showed up inside the 31-meter band. July 30th, as early as 1806, Mixed Radio International on 9530, as reported in HF Underground, later switching to 9520 to avoid Cuba. And thanks to a hot tip from Vance in Michigan in Free Radio Weekly, another change to 9610 USB by midnight 25, where I was also hearing it from a few minutes later. Nothing but rock music, and they were still going past 0341. July 31st. Martin Gallus forwards a story about keeping Papua New Guinea connected by investing in radio. It appeared in LOWIinstitute.org by Shane McLeod. Subtitled, Australia could quickly make a critical and relatively cheap neighborly investment in democracy. One idea being to reactivate the ABC transmitter on shortwave in Brandon, Queensland, to serve Papua New Guinea, if possible. Ron Howard says there was news in 2018 about how the PNG government wanted to improve the NBC shortwave service, as reported by Radio New Zealand. Plans for the medium and shortwave services to be restored. Wishful thinking, as I see it, Ron says, the debt to China is a major factor limiting such an internal undertaking. By the way, NBC's last two shortwave frequencies are still silent, 3260 and 3325. A report in Rusty X says at their recent meeting, President Biden told President Putin to leave Radio Liberty alone, not forcing it to register as a foreign agent. Ron Howard reports Sarawak FM 9835, August 4th after 1310, with his favorite station slogan in English, now the ultimate power in the universe, Sarawak FM. Saudi Arabia surprisingly resumed its external service in French, first reported August 2nd at 14 UT by Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany. It's a two-hour transmission also reported by Jean-Michel Aubier in France. That is on 17660, also by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, August 3rd at 1357 to 1555. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener also discovered a secret time for World of Radio on WRMI. It does not show on their schedule, but he heard it, UT Sunday, August 1st, after midnight 30, on 5950. If you hear an unlisted time, do let me know. There may be others. I'm not sure how he knows, but Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, now says WBCQ World's Last Chance on 9330 is running only 5 kilowatts. Texas Radio Shortwave Specials for the rest of August via WRMI, 5800 UT Saturdays at 0200. On August 7th, it's a relay of Cupid Radio. On the 14th, Free Radio Service Holland. On the 21st, Atlantic 2000 International. And on the 28th, Radio Delta International Relay. Also on WBCQ, 6160 UT Sunday, August 22nd at 0200, TRSW Prime, Beto and the Fairlanes. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany has been monitoring WRNO 7505. He says the final half sesquihour of their broadcast day are in Hindi. The yelling women calling people to come to Christ are in sharp contrast to the more expository style of the preacher ending his program some 10 minutes earlier. That is Hindi starting at 0315 UT. There's music in Hindi at 3:45, and then at 3:55, a call to Jesus, women yelling in English and Hindi before off at 0400. I've been getting a lot of interference lately to the so-called original Clear Channel station, WOAI 1200 San Antonio. It's coming from almost exactly the opposite direction with a gospel huckster in English, which can only be KFNW, West Fargo, North Dakota, which is supposed to be aiming all its night power of 13 kilowatts to the north, but it could even be 50 kilowatt day power with a significant lobe to the south. Among many other times in the night, this was 0646 UT, August 3rd. Ron Hart in California once again reports the 1-watt station up the coast at Half Moon Bay, KHMB, 1710 AM, August 2nd at 0608 to 719, unusually good reception. Community radio station for the coast, with pop songs and very light interference from Travis Air Force Base on the same frequency. Artie Bigley in Ohio confirms that 1070 WFNI Indianapolis, Indiana, finally did turn off for good, UT Tuesday, August 3rd at 0400. I also heard a clip that someone else recorded, and the final ID was in tribute to its original station, WIBC. Ron Howard reports that the last time he heard Radio Vanuatu was Sunday, July 25th, on 7890, the second harmonic until off at 1114 UT. Subsequent nights, he could not hear it on that or any of its other known frequencies, fundamental or harmonic. August 1st and 2nd, however, he did hear CNR Business Radio, the second network from China, with the ID in English it runs only on the half hour at 0630 on 11835 with no third harmonic from Vanuatu. However, in New Zealand DX Times, Ian Wells reports hearing Vanuatu at 0845 July 28th on 5040. So that would explain why we've not been hearing the other frequencies, and 5040 apparently does not put out a harmonic where you might expect on 10080, but worth checking. Kai Ludwig criticizes Vatican Radio, a botched edit of their interval signal in their program transition around 17 UT on 15565, and he says perhaps they should reserve the task of presenting English programs to staff members who can halfway speak the language. The closure announcement before 1700 was an unbelievable mess of broken, almost impossible to understand English. But this language department is not exactly known as a home of reliable journalism compared to German. On Hardcore DX, Barry Bankston in Tennessee says Voice of Vietnam has finally adjusted their frequency to 12020 instead of below 12019. Since August 1st, Ivo Ivanov says they've also adjusted their other off frequency to 9840. This might not continue. Wolfgang Bischel says one of their five transmitters is the one with deviating frequencies. Nick Langen of WTFDA has started a VHF DX podcast. I listened to the first one, almost an hour interview, with Bryce Foster, who has pulled in Transatlantic FMDX. You can reach them at anchor.fm/VHFDX. Royce Fontenot forwards an ARRL notice of July 29th about an 8-meter experimental station on the air from the U.S. It's a Part 5 license by Lynn Holcomb, NI4Y, in Georgia, up to 400 watts ERP, between 40.66 and 40.70 megahertz. Of course, that's to tip off when propagation is going up toward the 50 megahertz band or even higher. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels August 10th and 11th, 16th to 18th, and 23rd to 25th. Active levels on August 10th and 24th, with AN candidates peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 76 August 15th and 16th and down to 72 by August 19th. And that is World of Radio number 2098. Hope you found it informative. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.